Until the late 1960s, the idea of interracial marriage was as controversial and unpopular as the idea of same-sex marriage is now. In a majority of American states, it was a criminal offense. But in 1958, when Mildred Loving, a white woman, and her husband Richard, who was black, were awakened and arrested in their home in Virginia in the middle of the night, they sued the state in a case that went to the U.S. Supreme Court. 1967's Loving v. Virginia made history as the ruling that made it illegal to treat people of different races unequally. The High Court declared marriage to be one of the basic civil rights of man, basic to our very existence and survival. Today, people are examining the case once again as supporters and opponents of same-sex marriage debate the constitutionality of denying individuals the right to marry because of their sexual orientation.
35 years ago in the United States, gay people were almost universally treated with not just open hostility, but hatred and oftentimes physical violence.
David Garrow is a legal historian and Supreme Court scholar at Emory College in Oxford, Georgia. He says he believes it will take changes in American public opinion to force changes in the laws regarding same-sex marriage.
So as time goes by, it seems really inescapable that popular acceptance of gay relationships and gay marriage is going to increase further. As a historian, I'm pretty conservative and pretty hesitant about, making predictions, what would Martin Luther King have said about this if he were still alive. But I think it's about as safe as anything could be that 15 or 20 years from now in this country, same-sex marriage will exist probably everywhere.
But can the struggle for gay rights really be compared to the decades-long struggle for racial equality? Reverend Jesse Jackson, speaking before Harvard's Business School this year, called the comparison a stretch, while Coretta Scott King, wife of slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King, said in 2000, "My husband understood that all forms of discrimination and persecution were unjust and unacceptable for a great society." But Reverend Talbert Swan II, a conservative minister in Springfield, Massachusetts, says he has concern with homosexuals drawing a comparison with the black civil rights movement and believes they are confusing a moral issue with a constitutional one.
When you talk about gay rights, you have to ask, what rights are being denied gay people? And for the most part, they will admit that their right to marry someone of the same sex is the underlying issue with the gay agenda. But when you talk about civil rights among blacks, you're not talking about just marriage. You're talking about the basic right to be treated like a human being. We're talking about employment. We're talking about housing. We were talking about access to education. We were talking about the right to be free, the right to ride a bus or to go and vote. I mean, it's just so many differences between what gays are trying to gain today and what black people have been trying to gain since they stepped foot in America.
Well, one of the things that I think is very threatening, especially within the African-American community, is the term gay marriage. Traditionally, African-Americans have been very religious and are fundamentalists and take the Bible literally.
Jasmine Kanick is a board member and media spokesperson for the National Black Justice Coalition in New York City, a coalition of black, gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender leaders from all over the country. She says the civil rights movement of the 1960s isn't exactly the same as the struggle for gay rights, but she says there are enough similarities to warrant a common goal of fighting for and enforcing basic laws against discrimination.
No two groups experience prejudice exactly the same way. Women and blacks are not the same either, but our laws still protect women from discrimination. Latinos, Native Americans, and people with disabilities have all experienced different types of prejudice from that experienced by African Americans, but our laws protect these groups as well. For me, it doesn't matter if two groups are identically oppressed. What matters is that no group is oppressed, and that is part of the educational goal of the coalition in getting the whole of the black community to understand that there are common denominators in both struggles, and that common denominator is discrimination.
38 states currently prohibit same-sex marriage. But some city mayors are challenging those bans. On March 3rd, the city of Portland, Oregon, became the third municipality to start issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples, following the leads of San Francisco, California, and New Paltz, New York. Other states support the idea of civil unions, which offer couples most but not all of the legal protections of marriage. Massachusetts Reverend Talbert Swan says he believes civil unions provide gay couples with a way to enjoy the same legal protections as heterosexual married couples.
You can set up individuals to be executors of a state. You can give people power of attorney. You can list people as beneficiaries on health insurance policies and on life insurance policies without there necessarily being any particular laws that have to be passed in order to make that happen.
Jasmine Kanick of the National Black Justice Coalition says that's not good enough.
Civil unions are not recognized from state to state. And unlike marriage rights, civil unions, I mean, you know, I could ideally get married in California and my partner and I would decide to move to New York, and our union, our marriage would not even be recognized. So for me and for the coalition, we support civil marriage and not civil unions.
Legal historian David Garrow agrees that the inconsistency of states to recognize civil unions is the greatest problem for couples without a marriage license.
That is exactly where the litigation explosion all across the country is going to come. And in federal constitutional terms, what's going to happen in those sorts of cases is really almost completely new and unexplored, untested legal ground.
The prospect of broadening the definition of marriage, a tradition that is part of a foundation of modern society, will continue to spark both emotional and legal debate. And with President Bush proposing a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage, the issue promises to figure in this year's U.S. presidential campaign as well. This is